Good morning. It's May 6th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the wake of the recent Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, meeting, the cryptocurrency market has made a notable rebound, marking a significant moment for investors and enthusiasts alike. With a 5% increase in market capitalization, reaching $2.3 trillion in just the last 24 hours, the sector is buzzing with activity and optimism. Particularly, memecoins have stolen the spotlight, witnessing a 14% surge in market capitalization. Among these, Dogecoin, or DOGE, and Shiba Inu, or SHIB, have led the charge with remarkable gains. DOGE has seen an 18% increase, while SHIB has enjoyed an 11% rise, showcasing the dynamic and often unpredictable nature of these assets. While DOGE's rapid recovery has caught the eye of many, SHIB is not far behind, hinting at a promising trajectory for sustained long-term growth. This pattern underscores the volatile nature of the cryptocurrency market, where fortunes can shift rapidly with changing sentiments. Given this volatility, the importance of diligent market research cannot be overstated for those looking to invest. The recent gains, though impressive, come with a reminder of the market's unpredictability and the need for investors to tread carefully. In a move that's electrifying the crypto world, Tesla Incorporated has embraced Dogecoin, sparking a surge in the meme coin's market value. This bold step not only highlights the growing intersection of technology and cryptocurrency, but also showcases the influential power of corporate endorsement in the digital currency landscape. Tesla, under the leadership of Elon Musk, has officially integrated Dogecoin as a payment option for merchandise on its online Tesla shop. This decision has propelled Dogecoin's value upwards by 6%, signaling a bullish sentiment amidst a generally bearish crypto market. Notably, Dogecoin becomes the exclusive cryptocurrency accepted for certain Tesla products, with a strict no-return policy for items purchased using the meme coin. The impact of Tesla's announcement was immediate, with Dogecoin's price experiencing a 7% increase within 24 hours, defying the downward trend seen in other cryptocurrencies. Musk's vocal support for Dogecoin has been a significant factor, previously triggering a 21% increase in its value and a spike in trading activity. Further fueling the speculative fire, Musk hinted at the possibility of Dogecoin being accepted for Tesla vehicle purchases in the future, which led to a 10% jump in the coin's value. Tesla's embrace of Dogecoin could potentially elevate the cryptocurrency's status, fostering wider acceptance and legitimacy within the mainstream financial ecosystem. However, this move also introduces heightened market speculation and volatility. It serves as a reminder of the inherent risks associated with investing in the fluctuating crypto market, underscoring the importance of caution among investors. In a landmark case underscoring the global crackdown on cybercrime, Alexander Vinik, a Russian national and co-founder of the cryptocurrency exchange BTC-E, has pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to commit money laundering in the United States. This plea marks a significant moment in the battle against illegal activities facilitated through digital currencies. Vinik's admission sheds light on the dark underbelly of cryptocurrency exchanges, revealing his involvement in channeling $9 billion worth of illicit transactions through BTC-E from 2011 to 2017. This case not only highlights the scale of cyber financial crimes, but also the intricate methods used to launder money in the digital age. As part of a plea agreement, Vinik's lawyer anticipates a prison term of less than 10 years, signaling a potential end to a saga that has captured international attention. The United States is actively seeking Vinik's extradition from Greece, where he is currently entangled in legal battles, including awaiting trial for money laundering charges in France. This case is a testament to the Department of Justice's commitment to combating cryptocurrency-related crimes and emphasizes the importance of international cooperation in these efforts. It also serves as a reminder of the potential for digital currencies to be exploited for illegal purposes and the ongoing need for vigilance and stringent regulatory measures to protect against such abuses. Vinik's guilty plea not only represents a victory for law enforcement, but also offers a glimmer of hope for restitution for the victims of these crimes. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin whales are making waves with a significant accumulation spree, adding over 47,000 BTC to their holdings in just the last 24 hours. This move, amounting to nearly $3 billion in purchases, highlights a bullish sentiment among some of the market's biggest players. Notably, newer crypto whales are diving in at nearly twice the rate of long-term holders, showcasing a fresh appetite for Bitcoin amidst its price fluctuations. This flurry of activity comes at a time when Bitcoin saw a price correction, momentarily dipping below $60,000. However, institutional investors have seized this as a golden opportunity, with Bitcoin's price bouncing back to $63,582. This resilience in price is further backed by macroeconomic factors that suggest a potential appreciation, with a weekly close above $60,000 potentially solidifying this level as a robust support for Bitcoin's price. Yet, the cautionary tale of potential liquidations looms should this support falter. Amidst these developments, the NFT sector within the Bitcoin network is experiencing a downturn in volume, hinting at a shift in investor interest. Conversely, Bitcoin ETFs, like the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, are witnessing net inflows for the first time since their inception, suggesting a renewed or sustained interest in the digital currency market. This juxtaposition of declining NFT interest with rising ETF inflows could signal a new phase for the cryptocurrency market, ripe with opportunities yet fraught with caution for investors. In a pioneering move, Vodafone is gearing up to revolutionize the way we think about smartphones and cryptocurrency by integrating blockchain technology into SIM cards. This innovation aims to link cryptocurrency wallets with digital identities directly on our mobile devices. Vodafone's ambitious plan comes at a time when the world is increasingly becoming digital first, projecting a future where 20 billion mobile phones are in operation by 2030. Among these, 8 billion are expected to be smartphones, accompanied by a significant rise in cryptocurrency wallets to 5.6 billion. This strategic integration not only aligns with the global shift towards digital currencies, but also plays a crucial part in Vodafone's financial strategy amidst its challenges, including managing over $3 billion in debt for its joint venture in India, Vodafone Idea Limited. The telecom giant is not stopping there. In collaboration with Microsoft, Vodafone aims to enhance its customer offerings with AI services. Furthermore, the development of Pairpoint Digital Asset Broker, DAB, technology is underway, which will facilitate decentralized digital identities for IoT devices and enable transactions across various blockchains. This initiative could significantly benefit the telecom industry by enhancing fraud prevention, data transmission, and mobile payment systems. However, it's worth noting that Vodafone's venture into blockchain-enabled SIM cards is not the first attempt to marry blockchain technology with mobile phones. A previous effort by a U.S. startup to achieve a similar goal did not meet its crowdfunding target, highlighting the challenges and uncertainties that accompany innovation in this space. Nonetheless, Vodafone's move could mark a significant milestone in the integration of blockchain technology within the telecommunications sector. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.